News from the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been dominated by two things recently: Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to remove Jewish settlements from Gaza, and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's effort to end the armed intifada. But there have been other events. Israel recently decided to extend its controversial barrier into the West Bank around Jerusalem. Palestinians called it a destabilizing development. Israelis say the barrier is a vital security measure needed to protect them from Palestinian attacks. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
On a warm spring day, young Jewish Israeli schoolboys scuffle over a soccer ball in the hills east of Jerusalem. This is Male Adumim, the largest Jewish settlement in the West Bank. Residents here say it's like living in a Jerusalem suburb. And yet, just like other settlers, most are glad to hear that the Israeli barrier will be snaking through the West Bank to include them.
Building the security fence, I think that's a blessed idea.
Shoshi Degani is a nurse who's lived in Male Adumim since 1982. She doesn't think much about the political implications of the barrier. She doesn't trust politicians. But if this network of fences, walls, ditches, and surveillance measures will save lives, she's for it.
If there were true peace, I would be happy to live with my neighbors, with our cousins. But I think that we need a lot of quiet in this world, and we don't want to see bombings. We want to live in peace.
Across the valley to the west, Palestinians in Izawiya say they'll pay the price of the settlers' comfort level because the barrier will cut some of them off from their families or from their farmlands. To the south, a similar scenario will play out in the Palestinian areas between South Jerusalem and the northern edge of Bethlehem, where Israel plans to route the barrier around the Jewish holy site of Rachel's tomb. Deputy Prime Minister Ehud Olmert insists that no political significance should be attached to the root of the barrier, which he simply calls the fence.
The fence is a defensive fence, and this is a necessary and essential measure to protect ourselves from the attacks of the terrorists. And when terror will stop, the fence will be removed, because the fence is not in any way an attempt to create a political permanent fake.
But there are people on both sides, settlers slated to be encircled by the barrier and Palestinians likely to be stranded by it, who don't believe the barrier is temporary. Palestinian lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi says Israeli officials use a catch-22-style logic to defend the barrier.
On the one hand, if there are attacks, they say, you see, we need the barrier to defend ourselves. If there are no attacks, they say, you see, it's because the barrier is there.
The Palestinian refugee camp of Shofat straddles the Jerusalem municipality's northern boundary. Under the new Israeli plan, the Shofat refugee camp will be encircled with a gate to permit crossing into the city. Hossam Jaffer owns a bakery and cafe nearby on Shofat's main street, and he says the barrier will strangle commercial activity, either with Israelis or Palestinians.
I have a business here in Jerusalem, and we all know that all our customers come from the West Bank or comes from Israel. All my employees were from the West Bank, but now I had to fire all of them because they do not have permits. So we have a problem in that, and I think that my business is decreasing day by day.
Around the corner from Shofat, where another section of the barrier literally runs down the middle of the street, Khalil Tofakji sits in a small office. He heads the mapping department for the Palestinian Authority and is a veteran of earlier peace talks with Israel. He's watched the changing routes of the Israeli barrier over the past 2 years closely, and he believes the Sharon government wants to make it impossible for another leader to try what former Prime Minister Ehud Barak did, offer to divide Jerusalem with the Palestinians.
No, Israel now speaking about one vision of Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel forever, so Jerusalem will be finished according to this vision.
Palestinian lawsuits will challenge the new route of the barrier, but Israeli analysts say Sharon will press ahead as long as Palestinian terror attacks are still a possibility. Some suggest that the barrier might come down, but only if Mahmoud Abbas does what he has so far strongly resisted, disarms the militant Palestinian factions. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.